Well, hello everyone. This is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I am so happy to be with each and every one of you. It is such a beautiful Tuesday, and I am just excited to be here with you. I have a wonderful guest with me this evening. Her name is Deborah Clement, and very interesting that I found Deborah because she is very similar to me. She's an actual attorney, just like I am, and she's gifted in astrology. So I find it so fascinating when we find professional folks that are also spiritual. And I don't know how many there are of us right now. I can count maybe three or so, but I am so excited to have you, Deborah. And I just want to let everyone know that we will later on in the hour be taking some calls. So I'll let you know those numbers, and we'll look forward to having some chats with you later on. So how are you this evening, Deborah?
I am doing great, and it's very exciting to be here with a fellow attorney.
Yes.
Who is also sort of leads the, I don't want to say the double life, but, you know, the two sides, both sides of the brain work.
That's right. And I understand you are an internationally known astrologer, and you have expertise in, well, many areas, but vocational areas, is that correct, in your relationships in astrology?
Yeah, the career, as we say, vocational, but certainly career. Relationships mm-hmm. was always a strong interest, I guess, in mine, probably, because I'm still trying to get it right.
Well, that's for sure, all of us. I mean, I'm telling you, I get so many callers, as I know you do, too, that people are very interested in relationships because it is probably the hardest part of our lives outside of our family relationships. So now you're up in the New York area.
Yes, I am.
So. Yeah, that is just wonderful. So I want to let everybody know, too, that you can reach Deborah by anchoredinastrology.com. So I just went on right before the show started. So that's her website, and you can find out all about Deborah there. So as one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, Deborah, is that right now it's retrograde, and everybody talks about retrograde, how it affects you. Can you share, you know, a little bit about generally how that works?
You know, it's funny because I'm one of those people who complain about Mercury retrograde, quite frankly, and I say, oh, God, it's going retrograde. But really, there's actually a beneficial side to it, so I guess I should give Mercury its due for both ends. You know, when Mercury goes retrograde, which it appears, and that's it, word, it appears to be going backwards, and it moves through the sign. What happens is communications, because Mercury is the natural ruler of communications, also travel. We tend to have delays. You know, here in New York, Mercury turned retrograde. We had a big fire on our railroad track, and rush hour for like 3 or 4 days was just completely screwed up. Everybody was late to work. Trains were canceled. So travel gets delayed. Email, send me an email, disappears in cyberspace, that type of a thing. Snail mail gets lost. Communication snags, delays, misunderstandings. And so we've all been living, though, with Mercury retrogrades. You know, really, Vicky, since the day we're born, we just didn't know about them. We all muddle through them. Life doesn't stop.
Right.
There are things, if you can avoid during a Mercury retrograde period, happens 3 times a year for about 3 weeks. We always say avoid buying a computer, buying a new car. Anything with electronics very often tend to be defective or need to be repaired later. Accepting a job during Mercury retrograde may not turn out exactly as you would hope. And I've done all these things under Mercury retrograde, so I can attest to all of them. But there's a very positive side to Mercury retrograde. And if there's anything connected to the past, people from the past, it's a great time to get, you know, reconnected. But also research, anything with the word R, you know, two letters, R-E before it, reviewing, revising, researching, reevaluating. It's a time to go back. Very often things that are hidden come to light under Mercury retrograde. So if you need answers to things, this is also the time to ask the question. And just as an example, I have a friend who put her house on the market on her own, and somebody came to look at it during, and she said to me, "Oh God, it's during Mercury retrograde. What was I thinking?" Well, the potential buyer comes in and says he's in the basement. He says, "You know, I think I smell gas." Well, she had a gas leak. Okay, she had a gas leak, which has been taken care of since then. But again, it happened during Mercury retrograde, and things like this will very often be revealed. So giving Mercury his juice, a lot of times he's laughing at our expense, but he actually can come through with, and help us out as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I guess that's why I had all my dental work, because everything got brought to the surface. Things that had been going on for a while, the dentist said, "I'm surprised you didn't have problems with it earlier." So that's very interesting. So that's, and I want to just give out a number right now, just in case someone is trying to call in. We've got the 800 numbers we'll be calling, opening up later. There's a 530-327-7602. That's one of the lines. So you can try that one and see if you can get in on that one. So, but in the meantime, Deborah and I are just going to be chatting away. So I'm very fascinated, and I know that the listeners will be too. So many times, Deborah, lawyers have this reputation of not being spiritual, of not being anything but just, left-brained. And it's so fascinating that you found astrology as an attorney. It's not unusual to me, but I know a lot of people would say, "Well, gee, that's a very interesting connection, you know." So how did that come about that you, I mean, I know you're still a lawyer, but how did that come about that you became an astrologer as well?
Well, you know, the astrology actually came first. And I was a teenager, I guess about 16, and I read Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, which is still, I think, one of the best, honestly, sun sign books written. And I got to tell you, Vicki, I read it, and I was hooked, and I started learning and reading. At that time, we didn't have all these classes and things that were available. Certainly, there was no internet, back in that day, a long, long time ago. But I started learning, and so I got into the astrology first, the spirituality, and I come from a family, certainly my mother was always very open-minded about these things, so I wasn't viewed as, like the wacko daughter, and I continued it was always a lifelong, I'm going to say, really a passion, really it's a lifestyle for me today, and when I was in my 20s, I really got, I'm going to say, educated with the predictive part. And I started working at it professionally in my 30s. I went to college in my 30s and went to law school. I graduated actually when I turned 40 in that year. So the astrology came first, though I will say that as an attorney, and certainly when I was in law school, I did keep it a little bit quiet because I was very much aware that law, my God, what a, like we say, what a conservative profession, and I worried about my credibility at that time. Once I got out and practiced law for a few years, that sort of melted away, and maybe I needed the degree, I don't know, but suddenly people say, I wasn't embarrassed to say, yes, I practice astrology, I believe in astrology, it's a lifestyle. And what's interesting about it is before I was an attorney, if I spoke about astrology, a lot of people would kind of shake their head like, okay. Those same people might shake their head, but nowadays if I say, I'm also an attorney, totally shifts, because the perception, I think, or the belief is, well, wait a minute, I don't want to say it's just because I'm educated, because I went to school, because we know that going to school doesn't necessarily mean that you're smart, but we are taught as attorneys, one of the things we are taught is we are taught about proof. We are taught about evidence. And I think that's where it comes in. I think people must think to themselves, well, there must be something to it, something that can be proven if I stand by it so much, and also being an attorney. I really think it helps I think it does help the credibility of being of the astrology.
Well, one of the issues that I found, interesting enough, a friend of mine's an astrologer, Deborah, and I mean, she's so gifted and so knowledgeable, and I felt that she should be a doctorate of it. I mean, I know that there are no such things as doctors of astrology, but there, I mean, I know that on your website you refer to it as a science-based art. And I feel that there is tremendous credibility to astrology. I mean, I personally have been, you know, having astrology done on my chart for many, many years. And to me, it's very validating. It doesn't mean that it rules your life, but it does give you indications that it's a good time for this. It's going to be easier. Is that, and you hear what I'm saying? It's like, if you're going to sell a house, this might be an easier time to do it than maybe some other time.
Absolutely, it's working right with the energy. And, you know, as far as it, the science-based art, and the reason I referred to it as that is because it certainly, to me, is science-based. The art part, I do believe, and different astrologers, but for me personally, there is an intuitive element to it. And that, to me, is the art of chart interpretation, the synthesis, putting it together. And as far as when people, because sometimes people have different theories, and they'll say, well, what about, you know, the precession of planets, or, you know, things aren't the same as they were. And I have a simple answer for that, which actually I learned in law school, which you're certainly going to understand, which is res ipsa loquitur. The thing speaks for itself. It works. Yeah. It works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to share something, too, because when you said that it's an intuitive art, it is. But you know what? I feel just as well, Deborah, when people go into court, they're intuitively, I mean, look at all the different ways that the law gets interpreted, and it's intuitive in many cases. I see lawyers using their intuition and their psychic abilities all the time, but they would never admit to it. But I see it all the time. You know, they say, oh, I got that gut feeling. Well, that's just their psychic,
that's right,
that male energy, or their intuition, the female aspect of it. I think it's so fascinating. But yet when you put it into astrology, I just feel like you should have a doctorate of astrology, because, I mean, to me, that is powerful data that has been passed on through the years. So I'm just amazed at your knowledge of it and your ability to, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, and then I'll share the numbers again. I know we've got a little niche, and I told Adon that it's because of the retrograde. I said, that's why we got this little niche with the call-ins. But the planets in our lives, I mean, can you explain, just say, let's say someone who's a Pisces. I'm a Pisces. Or what is your sign, Deborah?
I'm a Capricorn.
A Capricorn. And just say that you have certain planets that rule Capricorn or Pisces or whatever. And how, I mean, those planets are up there doing their thing, and we're down here. Tell me how that connects up so that you know, my listeners, our listeners can kind of understand why that it influences us up, even though we still have free will to do what we want.
Oh, sure. You know, okay, at the moment we're born, each one of us, you know, the planets are occupying some position in the heavens in a sign and at a degree. And if we took a snapshot, let's say, of that heaven, that's what the birth chart is. So, and if you don't mind, I'm going to say, when you were born, your sun was at 24 degrees of Pisces. My sun was at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And as we grow up, these planets are still moving. They're going through their cycles. When a planet reaches the same degree as a person, a planet, let's say your sun's at 24 degrees. Last year, the planet Uranus was at 24 degrees of Pisces, the same position as your sun. So that I would look at and say, well, Uranus was aspecting or connecting with your sun. And we call that particular aspect, it's a conjunction, okay, it's not to get too technical, same sign, same degree. Well, that does have an influence. Uranus is a planet of liberation, of revolution. It's very exciting. It's also brilliance, genius, a little bit of anarchy thrown in. So I know that last year, part of your experience, there's some kind of an awakening in your life. And without even looking at your chart, I could say, well, it could also have involved a man, not necessarily a romantic relationship, but it could have been someone exciting or new. A new friend could have come in your life or left your life. Uranus is a planet of extremes. But on the whole, it's a breath of fresh air, I would say, for you last year. Did you start anything new last year?
I started Rohan, being a doctor of Rohan. A major journey, yes. Big major journey last year.
And that's the connection. And depending on what the planet's energy is, and for example, Saturn is about people think of it as limitation, but it's about definition. And Jupiter is about expansion. Pluto is transformation. And Neptune, ideally, is inspiration, though sometimes it can be a little bit of deception. The character or the traits of that those planets, when they are energizing or connecting with a planet in our natal chart, it's going to create, sometimes it's an event, sometimes it's psychological, and blending the energies of the transiting planet, the one that's moving in the heavens, with the planet that's stationary, so to speak, in our chart, the one that we were born with. Whether it's an easy time for us or a more difficult one, let's say a challenging one, that depends on the signs. Some signs work and play well better together than others do, just like kids and just like people. And challenging times are not always bad times, to be honest with you. It's like when we think about stress and tension. I mean, I don't know, okay, about anybody else out there, but I will tell you, if I ever looked at a lottery ticket and saw that I won, like, Mega Millions or something, which probably won't happen because I don't play, but if it did, stress, I would be so excited, but I'd still be, it's a form of stress. It's not always a bad thing. You know, when we're striving for something, our greatest achievements, there's usually some stress involved because we are striving and we are focused. So, like I say, the stressful ones are not always negative. Sometimes they do bring us some of our greatest, you know, our greatest glories.
Well, let me ask you, as an astrologer, do you do your own chart, Deborah, and, you know pretty much what's happening during the year? Do you do that for yourself?
I absolutely... No, I will tell you, I do absolutely do that, but I will miss a lot, so I have other people look at it, because I am limited in my vision of looking. There are some things that I just, you know, I see because they're right there, but over the years, I mean, I can think of things when fellow astrologers would say to me, oh, Deborah, I'm so glad to see that, you know, whatever transit is ending, and I'm like, what? Gee, that explained a lot. Would have been nice if I saw that coming. So, no, I actually... you know, that's what we astrologers do. We sort of all lean on each other to say, you know, would you look at my chart?
Right. Well, I mean, you know, for being an intuitive like myself, I have a lot of cards and I can get a lot of answers. But, you know, you have that part of you that wants something or you can't see that. And I always have to go, a friend of mine who's also an astrologer has her own astrologer.
Yeah.
For herself, so because she's, you know, there are things that we can't see for ourselves. I think that's just so fascinating. Let me give out some numbers here. We have a couple of lines here. It's 530-413-4510 and then 530-413-4522. That's the other line. I know we have people from the from around the world that are listening. So hopefully y'all are getting these numbers. And we do apologize because we were going to be taking some live calls tonight. So hopefully y'all can get in with if not, you know, we'll have Deborah back on again when the lines are working too. So now I want to ask you, as far as being a family attorney or any kind of attorney up in New York, do you ever I know you don't do this as an attorney, but does it help you to do charts? Kind of tune in with that type of thing when you're going for a big trial, if when you were doing that type, or did you find that you were too close to the situation to have it work? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's interesting. I'm always interested in anyone's birth date, birth sign. When it came to litigation, and I did basically, I will be honest, I kept it separately. I did keep the two separate. The other issue, because I actually do get a lot of questions from people asking about, you know, I'm involved in a case, you know, how do my transit look? And the one thing I want to say, whether you're going for a job or whether it's a court case, I could look at someone's chart and they can have terrific energy. I mean, it really looks all signs, you know, a go. But it's not in a vacuum. And so the question is, what is your adversary's transits look like? That's the X factor, the unknown. You know, it's like poker. You know, you can have, you know, two pair and they have a royal flush. The same thing with transit. So it's limited in terms of court cases and things like that, because what's the judge's chart? It really gets pretty complicated if you wanted to try to apply it there. So I just always kept it separate.
I understand that. Deborah, we have Paula from Ontario on line one. So I'm going to go ahead and take Paula. How are you this evening, Paula?
I'm good, Vicki. Hi, it's nice to talk to you. We actually did a little reading together in May.
And, I recognize you. So,
oh, it was just, I'm so thankful. Your reading was phenomenal. So if there's anybody out there who you know, you just really gave me some great information.
Well, I am happy. And would you like to have a question? I'm not sure, Deborah, how you do your readings, but
hi,
Paula?
Sure. Paula?
Hi, Deborah. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in. If you wouldn't mind giving me your date of birth to start with.
Okay. It's February 11th, 1963.
Okay. 1963. And do you know what time you were born?
I was born at 7 a.m. in the morning, and I was born in France.
Okay, what city in France?
In Marville.
Marville. Okay, just give me up and easy to find, wonderful, easy to spell. Let me just pull you up. And okay, and I'm just going to say, just even for the listeners, that you were born with the sun in Aquarius, and you probably do know your sun sign. You were also born your moon sign. The moon in astrology represents our emotions and our unconscious patterns, and your moon is in Virgo, and your rising sign is Capricorn.
Okay.
Just to throw those three out. Now, do you have a specific question?
I do, actually. I got some amazing information from Vicki in May, and I know that I am going through somewhat of a dark night of the soul right now, but Vicki had offered some information about where my path would be going, and I'm just wondering when the best time is for me to follow this wonderful opportunity that Vicki had shared with me. So when do you see me sort of coming out of this? I mean, it's a great time of transformation right now, but it will be going into, I know, times where I'll be starting something new and wonderful.
Okay, what I'm going to say to you, first of all, if you hadn't told me anything, one of my question to you would have been if you were contemplating a career change.
Yes.
Okay? Because, and the reason, and I want to say, because the planet Neptune right now is making what I would call a hard aspect, again, it's challenging, to your house of career and calling. And what that says to me is the person is thinking, okay, where am I going? You know, where have I been? Where am I going? And you probably did a lot of soul searching. I don't think it was, I don't know that it came to you that easily. Did you have a little bit of confusion in deciding?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Vicki helped me with that, actually.
Okay. And I want to say to you, you've got the planet Neptune in your ninth house, which I just want to tell you, it's very much an indicator of someone who can be a visionary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I want to throw that, you know, just to throw that out to you. And it's connected to, I'm going to say, to income. Can I just ask you, have you done any kind of, for lack of a better word, I want to say teaching or training, or do you plan to do anything where you're going to be giving knowledge to other people?
Yes.
Good. Good. Because you're gifted, and I want to say it's a natural gift. I want to say to you, starting, I don't know when you think you're going to start, but I see it starting this year, 2010,
okay?
Starting with the fall, the transiting Saturn, which is now in the sign of Libra, is going to be making beautiful music, I'm going to say, with your natal Saturn and with your natal Sun. With Saturn this year and next year, by the end of next year, I want to say to you that you've got stability in your life, okay, across the board, I want to say stability, where you know where you are going. You've got a very intuitive, and I'm just going to say that, you know, I could, because, you know, not to be, there's only so much I can do on the air, I'm sorry, but I'm so impressed with this. I'm thinking, wow, what do I want to get out here? But you have a very intuitive chart, and I would say even to the sense more towards the psychic. Are you planning on doing any kind of spiritual work?
Yes. I don't know if you remember, Vicki, but you had an idea of a cooking show with sort of a spiritual sort of slant.
Yeah.
And I think you're right on there.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell you one other thing, that Neptune is up there, as I said, in the ninth house. Ninth house is also media, broadcasting, and Neptune happens to rule film and television. You have Scorpio connecting that ninth house to your house of career, and the ruler of your career falls in the seventh house. You do well with the public. I think you will be very well received. I think people will like you. Okay, and if there's a teaching element of it, you're going to do very well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Deborah.
I tell you, Paula, that should make you feel pretty good because that's a strong validation.
And it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's okay. Awesome. And I just wanted to share something, too, that I feel with you is that you're going through a lot of balance right now, which is a very good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on readings tonight. I'll have to be real honest with everybody. I had a lot of dental work tonight, so I don't do a lot of readings when I've had a lot of medication. So thankfully, Deborah's here. So thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much.
I know, and you're great at it. So, but anyway, Paula, thank you so much for calling in and keep in touch with me through Ask Spirit Now. You can reach, Deborah through her anchoredinastrology.com website.
So thank you.
So y'all know how to communicate. And if you can't write that down, you can email me and I'll get you in touch with her. So
thanks so much, Vicki. And thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah, it's nice to hear from you. Appreciate you calling in. And we have from Carmel, California, Michael. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. I'm prompted to call. I hear you guys.
Good. And I'm going to let Deborah take over on this. Like I mentioned earlier, when I've been drugged like this today, I don't normally do readings. So
I understand completely.
So, Michael, thank you so much for calling in. And can I ask you for your birthday?
Sure. February 25th, mm-hmm. 1945.
Okay. And do you know what time?
Oh, yes. I know the time. 6:55 a.m.
Okay. And now you can give me the city and the state.
Alhambra, California.
Okay. Let me just pull that up here. I'm going to ask you to spell it for me.
A-L.
Ah, no wonder I'm doing it with an E. Duh. I got it. Alhambra, California. Now I've got it now. Now that I started with an A instead of an E. Okay. So Michael, you were born with the sun in Pisces. You have Aquarius rising, and your moon sign is in the sign of Kings. You were born with the moon in Leo. Do I know you?
I don't think so. Where are you?
No, it sounds maybe the information is just familiar to me. Okay.
Where are you based?
Oh, I'm in New York.
But
the chart just looked familiar to me. Well, let me ask you, Michael, do you have a specific question?
Yes, I've made a major career change in the last 6 months, and I want to see how that's going. I planted a lot of seeds, and I think it's going to come to fruition. I'm wondering when.
You did a lot. You were working really hard last fall, weren't you, around September, October, November?
Working hard at getting employed, I think.
No. You were working hard, and I wouldn't say so much getting employed, but I know it was connected with your career because you had a transit going on with Saturn to the ruler of your career house. And if anything, I would say you're working hard because I was thinking something was maybe a project was delayed. You were getting started. That's what was going. That was what was going
that,
on.
That,
but that
exactly
transit,
correct.
Fortunately, is finished.
Good.
So farewell to that. Yes, I'm going to tell you something. You've got, when I say some excitement going on in your life, and it's been some instability, I think is you might characterize some of it as instability, but the tide is turning, and I want to say to you, it will get better as this year goes on. When you get into 2011, however, that's when things are really going to move forward because the planet Jupiter, which we consider as expansion and good fortune, and in your case is the ruler of that 10th house of career, is going to be moving into your second house of income. Very nice. I'm sure you could use that. And along the way, it's going to connect with the planet Venus. Now, Venus speaks to love as well as money. Okay, she does dual duty there. But Jupiter to Venus is a very nice transit for finances as well. And in your, you know, looking at your chart, Venus is connected with one of the two financial houses. So it seems like money should start to be coming into your life. Can I ask you what field you are in?
Yeah, construction industry. Selling construction equipment.
Okay. Okay, because I'm just curious, because I was looking at your sixth house of work, and you have on that cusp, you've got Cancer, and Cancer rules anything to do with the home, okay, anything to do with building homes and any kind of, so do you sell equipment that's used to build homes or businesses or offices?
It's used to dig holes and bridges.
Like foundations?
Yes.
Would it be for foundations for home? Because in the sixth house, you've got the moon and Pluto. Pluto is all about construction. So that's kind of interesting to me that's in the sixth house. So I was just curious what you did in terms of the work. But I want to say to you, you know, most people, we also have more than one talent and more than one ability. And I'm going to ask you a question besides doing the construction work that you have done. Have you done any other kind of work, and I want to say that ever in a broad sense had anything to do with, I'm going to sound really general here, but anything where you helped other people? I'm not saying as a counselor, but
you're right on target. I have a healing ability. I'm able to heal people.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because that career ruler is contacting Chiron, which is we call him the wounded healer in astrology, but a healer and a teacher, and also Neptune. And I always say the chart may be misinterpreted, but it does not lie. It's all there. It's definitely all there. That's something, you know, we don't always use all of our gifts. Sometimes we don't really enjoy them all. But I will say to you that there's a definite gift here for you, and it's something you may, you know, want to do something with it. On the side, you've got a chart that kind of speaks a little bit to being self-employed, quite frankly.
I'm trying to do a little invention on the side, exactly.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, invention, I was going to mention, you have Uranus down at the bottom of your chart, which is not a bad thing, and it opposes the 10th house, which means it tells me you've got talent. What kind of a talent? It's Uranus. It's invention. It's creation. Uranus rules your chart. You can work on your own. You can do something on your own, whether you're building something, inventing something, or having a side business, even to bring in the extra income. But you do have a gift for healing other people.
Yeah, right now I don't hang a shingle out. It's just kind of somebody that crosses my path. And it's a gift, and I think I have to give it. So
That's a great light worker. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, I started by blowing light bulbs out, and I thought, well, I can't do something with that, so I just transformed the energy.
That's so interesting because you have Uranus is prominent in your chart. By having Aquarius rising and having it, as we call it, angular, it's very prominent in your chart. I'm just going to tell you, Uranus rules electricity.
Oh,
so you're blowing out light bulbs. I think that's kind of cool.
You're right on target.
Oh, because, well, Michael, the best of luck to you. Next year, I'm telling you, it's going to take a shift for the better. And I always say to anyone that I read on the air, you know, keep in touch with. I love feedback. I really do. I mean, cause if it's great, I like to hear it. If it's off, I like to hear it.
Give me your website. I'd like to send both of you a little angel that I created.
Oh, how wonderful. Anchoredinastrology.com.
Okay.
That's for Deborah, and then AskSpiritNow.com for Victoria. I also wanted to tell you, Michael, that I picked up two cards for you because I'm a tarot reader, and I picked up the fortune card for you just based on your birthday, and that lets me know that, well, obviously, you know what fortune means, but it also means that you have great gifts that it's just a law of prosperity that's working with you, and I think that Deborah had already told you that, but I just wanted to, from a tarot viewpoint, that you're a risk taker, and it's a very good thing because it can help you seize that opportunity, and it's very important this year, and especially up until February 25th, that you have a lot of fortune from a tarot, and then you also picked up your moon, which is lets me know that you've got a lot of just a lot of emotions going on, and there's, you know, I'm not going real deep like I mentioned earlier, but you just have a lot of Pisces energy, and I keep feeling dolphins around you. So I know that you're intuitive. You have already said that anyway, but you would enjoy Wild Crest. Wild Quest is out in the Bahamas to go swim with the dolphins. Woo! I can see you out there. That would be great. So that's all
fish.
I'm going to say tonight.
I am the fish. I will send both of you my little angel and how it works, okay?
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, no,
beautiful.
One gift deserves another.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Yeah.
You're quite welcome.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Michael.
Enjoy the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
I want to ask you something on my chart for Deborah, because I've been going through so many shifts in energy. I'm a doer, and I like to get out there and go. Mm-hmm. And lately, I haven't felt like that anymore. I'm just, it's not even there anymore, and it kind of scares you because you're like, whoa, you know, I've created my whole life from this doingness, and now I want to just sit back and relax. Does that show up in my chart? Is something going on there?
Yeah, you're under the influence of Neptune as we speak. And it's very, actually, to me, very interesting. It's a good transit, but what it's doing, Neptune has, sometimes I'll say, a dissolving effect. And what I mean by that is it's a little bit slow. And sometimes when it's aspecting a planet in our chart, physically, we sometimes do need a little bit more sleep, or we may feel a little more drained or a little bit more tired. But Neptune is making what we call a trine. And people love to hear trines if they know astrology, because that's a nice, easy, powerful flow of energy. It is trining your 10th house. That is your career. It's your reputation. It's your status. And it's a nice flow of energy, but we tend to slow down a little bit or take it a little bit easier. At the same time, Neptune is making what we call this conjunction, same sign, same degree, as your natal Venus. And it's also aspecting your north node. Now, the north node is a karmic point in the chart, and it talks about a path that our soul has come in. So that's some uncharted territory. I think I'm going to do something, you know, learn some new lessons. Venus in your chart is also connected to your 10th house. To me, this transit, and this is going to be going on for you through next year as well, I'm going to say that Neptune is activating that north node. And somewhere, if you haven't discovered it yet, Vicki, there's something else ahead of you. It's going to be something new, something that you haven't done. I'm going to put it this way, a little bit, or maybe a lot, outside of your comfort zone, okay, that you are going to be pursuing, exploring. And I want to say to you, in terms of a little bit of general sense, what it's going to have something to do with? Absolutely something creative, whether it's speaking, whether it's writing, but it's something that is going to be of a creative nature, and it's connected, like I say, publicly, you know, to the career. You're out there. It's something you're bringing out there.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. You know, I have that new book coming out, Justice of the Heart, and I'm hoping to do, you'll appreciate this, I'm hoping to do mind, body, spirit meditation de-stress work with lawyers. I'm seeing if it's going to get approved by the State Bar of Georgia, so we'll see.
Well, it's interesting, Neptune, because Neptune is connected, first of all, I want to tell you, with meditation.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're absolutely, no, you're certainly absolutely on the right track, and hopefully the Georgia bar will approve it, and because God knows lawyers can certainly, it's a very stressful occupation, and they can certainly benefit from it.
Well, I tell you, every lawyer I know is under stress, and some of them, you know, behave very outwardly and aggressive. And you know, because that you've had, attorneys like that, and others just keep it all in. And it's just like any other profession. We hold it in, and then things don't go as well for us. I mean, cancer, I have a very dear friend, Deborah, that is, has cancer, and she's gone everywhere she can, but she's an attorney, and she's tried everything because she's gone the traditional route, and now she finds that's not working. But it's so very, very stressful. Now, there were some other things I wanted to ask you about, because I get so excited about astrology. It's probably, outside of numerology, it's probably my favorite spiritual subject, if you may. You know, we talk so much about fate. And then we have free will. Can you share with all of us about how that works from an astrology viewpoint?
Well, I'll certainly say how it works from my viewpoint.
Okay.
Because, you know, not all astrologers, we don't all, you know, necessarily agree on this. A lot of us do believe that the birth chart, and I certainly do, represents the soul's path, that before the soul incarnates into this lifetime, it's, you know, made certain plans, certain agreements, things that it's going to fulfill or at least try to fulfill in the lifetime. And I always believed in free will, and I certainly do believe in free will. But over the years, I actually, my belief shifted where I do believe that there are certain events, certain situations, certain people in our lifetime that are fated, that are predestined, it's going to happen. I hate to say it's written in stone, but it's written in stone. And, of course, how we're going to deal with it, how we're going to handle it, that's the free will. And the thing that convinced me of it was over years of reading charts, you know, after doing it enough, I noticed repeatedly that I would be meeting people. You know, I never met them before. I knew nothing about them. I would look at their chart. I'd sit with them, and I'd go through all of the life areas. And when I would know from looking at the chart that they did not have both of their parents growing up. I knew the parent wasn't there. Sometimes I was pretty sure the parent had passed. Sometimes it might have been either they were it was a divorce, but there was an estrangement, or there might have been, I could pick up an alcoholism that they just were not there. You know, maybe they were there physically, but there was this big estrangement. And anytime I ask that question, I have to be honest, I've yet to be wrong about it. And I thought, okay, there's something to this. If I can look at this chart and see it, you know, that someone as a child didn't have their parents is because it had to be agreed to before the soul came into the lifetime. And so that's my personal belief.
Well, and you know, I actually go along with that because I'll share with everybody a story that I have. Is I adopted my little girl at age 3 from Russia. And it was meant, I went to different people and they'd say, no, you don't need to be adopting. But you know, it didn't matter what anybody said. I was going to do what my heart told me to do. And I feel like I had a chart done, a numerology chart done on her, and I was by Richard King, who's been on the show before, and he was saying it was just like it was just part of the plan. I mean, she had to go to Russia because this woman, the birth mother, could not take care of her. So she had to go there. And I'm like, yeah, but here I am in America. But I mean, it's amazing to me because to me, that is fate, if you can, or astrologically, if you look at the charts, I bet you can see all that. And then the first time when she could speak English, Deborah, the first thing she said to me, because she was 3 when I brought her home, she said to me, why did it take you so long?
Well, you know, I'm going to comment on something because I have your chart in front of me. If I I look at children in your chart, and she's represented by, your daughter's represented by Venus and Aquarius. Aquarius, as a sign, those are adopted children. Okay, sometimes stepchildren or adopted children. It is less than 1 degree conjunct your north node. That's a karmic connection. Absolutely. I can look at the chart and I would say there's a fated connection, you know, between you and the child. Absolutely. And, you know, I want to say, Vicki, next year you've got Pluto. It's right now, it's lurking right behind your ascendant, right behind your first house. Next year is really a very transformative year for you. It's a process. But you are, in some way, shape, or form, I'm telling you, you are reinventing yourself some way next year.
Wow. Well, I would like that. I would love that. So I feel like I'm in the process of it now because life is so slowed down. Deborah, I mean, my life used to be like a little Energizer bunny, and now it's slowed down, and I know that's a healing time, and I share that because I know a lot of callers, and I'm sure you've received this too. So many of us, Deborah, are going through transformations because life is not going to be the same in a year or two for many, many people. And life is different for many of us. I mean, I have very good friends who are intuitives who have made a living off of doing nothing but readings, and now they're not getting calls. It's amazing, Deborah. It's amazing.
Well, next year, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a much more active year for you. You may do a bit more traveling next year. And you're, in terms of income, I want to say income is connected to writing, speaking, lecturing, teaching, doing, you know, if you did workshops. It starts next year, and that's not going to end anytime soon.
Well, I would love that. And by the way, I want to let everybody know, we still have places in for the Inner Sanctuary training up in Asheville, October 8th through the 10th. That's our weekend retreat up there. So everybody go to AskSpiritNow.com because that is our last retreat for this year. So if you have some time in October, we would love to have you there. Do you do any kind of retreats, Deborah, or come down and talk with people about astrology?
I did a retreat back here in New York back in October. Right now, for this year, I don't have much planned for travel. Next year, I'm hoping to hit definitely California, I believe Florida.
Oh, good.
Maybe Chicago. Yeah, it's in the works. You know, it's in the
good.
Works. I love to travel, and I will be starting in a few weeks. I'm going to be doing some online teaching, so that's what my teaching will be pretty
good.
Much.
Good. Well, all the listeners can go to. Let me turn the page again. Tell us your website again.
That's okay. It's anchoredinastrology.com.
Yeah.
I hope to have the classes posted next week. You know, it's just
that's
that Mercury
awesome.
Retrograde. You know. Very convenient to blame, of course, but I hope to get that up there for next week. But the traveling and doing the lectures, I do. I really love it. I did a bit of it in 2009. I did a lot of local in New York, but this year has been just slower that way.
A lot of people have been saying that. Deborah, we have a caller from New York. Her name is Anna, and her birthday is January 28th, 1973. Are you there, Anna?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Anna. Do you know your time of birth?
Yes, 10:14 a.m. in Amsterdam.
Okay. In Amsterdam. What city?
Netherlands.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of foreign people, a lot of different people. France, Netherlands tonight.
Wow,
cool. I just have to find it here because my computer with the going into the world is not cooperating. So just give me 1 second, and I'm going to pull you right up here. And where are you in New York?
I'm in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm about 10
miles.
We are. Here we go. I got you. No, I grew up in Brooklyn. I spent my first almost 30 years in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Okay, I've got you there. Gotcha, brought you up. Okay, Miss Anna, another Aquarian. Aquarius, you know, when you do shows, you get themes. It's interesting. So we have another Aquarian, and your moon is in Sagittarius, and you've got Aries. You've got Aries rising, so you've actually you've actually had an interesting past couple of years, I'll tell you that. A lot of changes, huh?
Yeah, a lot of changes, yep.
Yeah, they weren't all fun either. No,
no, nothing was fun, ma'am. When is it going to happen?
When was it going to end? Okay, I want to say this to you. First of all, is this a general, when are things going to end? Or do you have something specific in mind?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go ahead and ask.
I recently, in March, I started talking to this new guy. We had a great connection. I was totally happy and interested and having fun. And all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but he just is gone. And I want to know, why did he go without telling me that he's going to be gone or keeping, like, what the hell is this and what am I supposed to do with it?
Whoa.
Okay.
I hope you can help her, Deborah.
No, well, what I'm going to tell you is this. I honestly, to be honest, I can't be that specific and tell you why, but I can tell you something from your chart of what's going on,
okay.
And I can also tell you about just going to say about relationships here.
Okay.
You've I don't know if you've heard this, but a lot of astrologers are talking about something called a transiting T-square or a transiting grand cross, and it's an extremely powerful planetary configuration. And
okay.
Let me tell you, your chart like had a bullseye, and it was activated, and one of the things that it affected was relationships.
Okay.
As far as you started seeing him in March, which was around the time – oh, Uranus was getting very close to your first house, and when he left, When did he split? I hate to put it that way, but when
16th of June was the last time I spoke with him.
Okay, at that time, I'm going to tell you what was going on. Uranus was lurking right behind the ascendant. Jupiter was there. Uranus is that planet of extremes. It can take people in. It can take people out. And so very often relationships under Uranus transits, they're on again, off again, or they don't necessarily last. Having said that, next year, when you get into next year, Uranus will be back at your first house, but Jupiter will be there transiting it. Next year, I will be very surprised if you do not have a new relationship come into your life, okay? But, and when I say new, I want to say a nice one, a good one, somebody who is, I'm going to say, champions you, let's put it that way, supports you, wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
You have Uranus natally in your seventh house. You yourself, Anna, in a relationship, you don't want to be smothered, right? Yeah, you like your independence. In fact, to be honest, I'm going to say you really don't like to answer to people. You're very much the planets are very much, I'm going to use the term like, you know, of a bachelor type of sign. Not to say that you don't want a relationship. You've got Libra, the sign of partnership, on your seventh house. You are very much into relationships.
Okay.
You just don't want to be smothered. Saturn is in your seventh house, okay, and it's going to be there for the next 2.5 years. And when you're not in a relationship and Saturn comes to the seventh house, two things happen. One, the energy is asking you to define what you want in a partner. What has worked for you? What hasn't happened? Do you have a pattern where they have different faces, but it's sort of like the same theme? It's about defining, because Saturn can bring you a relationship during the seventh house that will be a stable one, an enduring one.
Okay.
All right? Next year is a much better year for you relationship-wise, and I'm going to tell you, so 2012, I'm going to say the fun will continue. Trust your gut feelings. I'm looking at your chart, and I'm looking at the Moon and Neptune in what we call this conjunction in this eighth house, which is the psychic house. Pay attention to your dreams. Listen to those gut feelings. They are on target.
Okay, well, my gut feeling is... showed me about this guy that he just is gone and that I was waiting, or that he's not answering my calls. That's all I'm getting.
Yeah, I don't want to say next limo, but I'm going to say next limo. and it's going to be a nice stretch, and certainly a lot better than this one. This Jupiter coming to the first house and transiting it, which it'll be more than a year, that is my favorite transit personally. I always look forward to it because that's the ask and it is given transit. That's when, if you're single, you meet somebody. You get travel opportunities, job opportunities, education opportunities. It's just you put yourself out there and the energy is great.
Okay, so I am going to get someone better than him. He was the bomb.
You are absolutely getting somebody better than him. Yes, you are. I mean, he was fun. He was a Mr. Right Now, okay?
Yeah.
Or a Mr. Definitely. Just Then. And I look at your chart, and like I say, you've got Cancer on the fifth house of romance. And so I know partnership is important to you. It really is.
Yeah, very
but
important.
You are very, like I say, you're very independent personality, very strong personality. And I want to say one other thing. I don't care. You're very loyal. You're very generous. But I don't care how good he looks in the morning. If he bores you or you can't talk to him, he's history, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely.
Oh, that is definitely...
I just discovered that about myself. Yes, I can be very hard. I didn't expect that of myself, but that did happen in the past. Yes, he's out.
Well, you need one thing I want to share, Anna.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to share, because you're our last caller tonight, I wanted to share that down the road, based on what Deborah's just told you, you're going to look back on this and glad that it all happened the way it did, because we cannot begin a new relationship if we're in another one, although a lot of people do, but typically it's not probably the best way to do it. And I feel down the road, what Deborah just told you, that you're going to look back on this and you're going to say, oh, so glad it happened just the way it did.
Oh,
so,
good.
just want to share that with you. So
good to know. Thank you. I hope so.
It will. It will. No, I'm looking at the chart. I wish you could see what I see. But no, yeah. There are much better days, and you're going to have a much happier and a more suitable relationship, more fun.
Thank
Isn't that
you.
Great?
Sounds
That's great.
Good. Yeah.
You are awesome. And I want to thank you, Anna, for calling in. We're going to be saying our goodbyes tonight for everyone. And I want to thank you, Deborah, so much for coming on this evening. And I want everybody to go to her website at anchoredinastrology.com. Deborah's up in New York. And if you have any questions, I do private readings as well. I don't do astrology now, but I do tarot and intuitive readings and Akashic Records at AskSpiritNow.com. And I want to just thank each and every one of you for listening in to Ask Spirit Now this evening. And remember that you have your angels around you. You have your spiritual guides and your masters. And all you have to do is ask. The big key is to listen. So I just want to share that. Did you have anything you wanted to share, Deborah, before we say goodnight?
I want to thank you for introducing me to your audience. And I have to tell you, the time just flew by. I've really had a great time.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll look forward to having you on again in the future. And I just want to wish everybody a beautiful week. And I will see you again next Tuesday. I believe that's September 7th at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 4 o'clock Pacific, and all those other times I don't know about, but you can figure that out. So have a beautiful week, and remember to ask Spirit Now. Good night.